Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Citizen Voice Project. This show is one of our charity spotlight series. Today we will be spotlighting the Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center. My name is Karina Morrison. I am the host and producer, and all around, this is what I do with Citizen Voice Project. We are excited to spotlight Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center. A little background. The Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center is proud to offer a multitude of activities that celebrates the history of Safety Harbor while welcoming the growing arts community. In 2011, the City of Safety Harbor and the Safety Harbor Museum Board joined forces to reinvigorate the Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center. After significant improvements to both the interior and exterior of the building, the facility reopened in late 2012 and is proud to offer a multitude of activities that celebrate the history of Safety Harbor while welcoming the growing arts community with all kinds of events. The city and the board have made it their mission to create a facility that will strive to serve its residents and visitors of Safety Harbor. Their saying is Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center, where arts and heritage come alive. Now, the Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center is currently participating in the 2015 Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Charity Fundraising Challenge, and they are in our community charity category. They're competing for votes from supporters who are interested in helping them raise funds for their mission in Safety Harbor. A little bit of how the Charity Fundraising Challenge works. Basically, the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance, we currently have, I believe, 27 merchants who are generous. They're small business owners. And what they've done is they offer a discount at their small business, and they've got together as a team, and we've put together a loyalty card. Now, the loyalty card can save you money all year long. Your loyalty card is good for a year, and it's really, you can save hundreds of dollars with this. Even I've had mine for a couple months now, and I've already got all of my money back. Now, the way the campaign was developed was you are able to buy your loyalty card on our website. It is S as in Sam, H as in Henry, D as in dog, B as in boy, A.com. And up in the top right corner, there's a PayPal button, and you can buy the loyalty card there. Once the loyalty card is purchased, you will receive an email from the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance SurveyMonkey account, and you will get to vote for your favorite charity. The charities, we have 15 charities that are currently participating, and as soon as I get to the website, I will list them off because they are some amazing charities that do a lot of good for our community. Obviously, Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance is we're classified with the IRS as a public charity. And we're also registered with the state of Florida as a not-for-profit corporation. We have three different categories because we didn't want the community charities having to compete with our national and state-level charities. So I'm going to list them off. The national and state category, we have the American Legion, Best the Book Bus, who has already been interviewed in this Charity Spotlight series. Check out Citizen Voice Project on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find them. We have My Hope Chest, that is, we interviewed them yesterday. We have Pace Center for Girls, Incorporated, and Stop Bullying Now Foundation. Stop Bullying Now Foundation, we also interviewed the founder of that, that's Will Levine. You can also find that show on Citizen Voice Project in our past episodes. We're going to be interviewing Pace Center for Girls tomorrow. And I'm very excited about that project. They do a lot for our girls in the criminal justice community and by inspiring them and giving them self-esteem and putting them on the right path for their future. Okay, our second category is the regional category. We have FACE, which is Florida Autism Center of Excellence. They are a public, so basically they are a charter school that also works with public funding as well. They are in Hillsborough County, but they do service families with children in the autism spectrum from all over Tampa Bay. We have Nomad Studio. I was able to interview the founder, Carrie, the other day, so definitely listen to that show as well. We have Religious Community Services Incorporated. That includes the Haven of RCS, RCS Grace House, and RCS Food Bank. I believe the RCS Food Bank is the largest food bank in the county, and they service tens of thousands of people a year. It's a huge RCS Incorporated does a lot for our community. The Haven House is a domestic violence shelter. They do a lot for women in that situation and their children. They help with getting them jobs and job training and getting them back on a path of security and prosperity. RCS Grace House is a homeless shelter. It's actually a community where homeless families are able to go to get back on their feet and get job training, and the kids will have a place that they can call home while they're going to school. And just a side note, one of the fastest growing homeless populations are children, so we really appreciate what RCS Incorporated does for the families in Pinellas County that have found themselves homeless. We also have in the regional category Suncoast Animal League. They are a phenomenal organization that does a lot for animal rescue, all kinds of animals. I got to meet with them last Friday at their adoption day at PetSmart and Countryside, and we had a fantastic conversation with the executive director. So they're excited about being on board. In the regional category, we have Tampa Bay Symphony. That is, we want to support the arts in our community, much like the Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center. All right, the next category, we have the community category. We have Kids Campaign. We also interviewed the founders of Kids Campaign, so you can look them up on Citizen Voice Project and be inspired by their mission. They have a unique mission. They do a lot of work with families who have children who are going through the diagnosis and treatment of pediatric cancer. And they also encourage people to do volunteering in their community as a way to raise funds. And it's just a phenomenal project. It's a local charity that does a lot in the Tampa Bay area. We also have Mothers of Minors. I also interviewed the founder of Mothers of Minors. They have a community baby shower coming up. They are getting together and putting together a baby shower for some young ladies that may not have ever had the opportunity to experience that. These are single moms, and they're raising a lot of donations with big ticket items and small items like cribs and all the way down to close. The Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance will be a vendor at that venue so that we can inspire them about other charities that are operating in our community. We also have Paul B. Stevens Exceptional Student Education Center. That's a local school in Clearwater. They service families and their children in the autism spectrum as well. They're a phenomenal school that does a lot of really creative ways of connecting with the children who are in the autism spectrum, and helps their families too. Also, in the community category, we have the Impact Zone Recreation Center. That is a street ministry that works in the North Greenwood community in Clearwater and reaches out to the kids that are either in the criminal justice system or on the streets and being tempted with gang activities, and they go out actually into the streets, and they work with the kids. They do flag football. They take them to church. But they connect with them. They offer them inspiration encouragement into finishing their high school diploma. They get them job training, and they are also looking for job opportunities for the kids. So that's the Impact Zone Recreation Center. So let's get back to the community category and Stacy Harbor Museum and Cultural Center. That's what this show is about. It's really important for us to understand heritage in our communities. And having the Museum and Cultural Center in Safety Harbor is a good place to take your children, or even, you know, you can go at any age. I went there the other day. They have a phenomenal display of the history of Safety Harbor with pictures and actual items that you can show the kids, and, you know, like what a phone looked like way back when. You know, it wasn't something you could put in your pocket. So we definitely want to encourage people to go out and visit Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center. It is located, obviously, in downtown Safety Harbor. It's on 329 Bayshore Boulevard South. And if you want to find out any more information about them, their phone number is 727-724-1562. They are closed Saturday through Monday. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They also have some upcoming events. So if you want to like them on Facebook, you can go to Facebook and look them up. It's Safety Harbor Museum and Cultural Center. And they are on Twitter. It's at S as in Sam, H, C as in Cat, ULTURE, SH Culture. And follow them on Twitter so you can stay up to date with all of their upcoming events and activities in the community. Going back to a little bit more about the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance, while you're at the museum, we have some phenomenal little boutiques that are in downtown Safety Harbor that you could visit. One of them is the Rose Garden Boutique. That's actually right on the corner at the end of Main Street where the Safety Harbor Resort is. And I'm going to give you their address. It's 101 Main Street, Suite A. That's Rose Garden Boutique. Dee is the owner. She does a lot of charity through her business, as well as offering a 10% discount for loyalty card members. Once again, to get your loyalty card, it's S as in Sam, H as in Henry, D as in dog, B as in boy, A.com, DBA.com. You can get your loyalty card there and start your saving. Another one of the neat little boutiques that is in downtown Safety Harbor by the Museum and Cultural Center is Boutique 238. They have a showroom full of local art from local artists. It's a lot of very fun art, and it's a lot of very inspirational art for the community as well. They're located at 100 Main Street, Suite 109 in Safety Harbor, right on Main Street. And they offer 10% off for loyalty card members as well. And if you're hungry after you've had a day at museum and shopping, we want to encourage you to consider some of our restaurants and the loyalty card program. I did mention that the loyalty card membership fee, 100% of it will be donated to charity. So not only will you get to save money all year, you'll be helping the charities that you're going to hopefully help them win in the charity fundraising challenge. Some of our restaurants that are down by the museum, we have Brady's Barbecue. That's on 340 Main Street in Safety Harbor. They have fantastic food, and they got a good atmosphere, and they also offer some entertainment on weekends. Their discount is 10% off. We also have Paradise Restaurant, which is 443 Main Street. They also offer 10% off. And if you're looking for a sandwich, we've got the Sandwich on Main. They have a huge variety of all kinds of sodas and drinks, and phenomenal sandwiches. And they also offer 15% off your total purchase. So you're seeing what I mean by you're going to be able to save a bunch of money for a year and be able to help charity with the loyalty card program. Another one of our merchants is Cafe Orlando. Steve Orlando is the owner of Cafe Orlando. He's also the president of the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Incorporated. He is a huge philanthropist. He is committed to, through the alliance, he wants to bring in a lot more visitors into Safety Harbor and spotlight our small business owners who are also doing a lot for charity in the community as well. And that's why he actually brought me on board to help develop the charity fundraising challenge and to manage it. And I appreciate him giving me the opportunity to work with some really phenomenal charities and the people behind the scenes. Cafe Orlando offers 10% off your entire bill, or you can get 20% off of any bottle of wine. They're located 500 Main Street in Safety Harbor, and a fantastic boutique, which is right across the street from Cafe Orlando, is Dazzled Boutique. They have some amazing clothes and some really unique jewelry and pieces to decorate your home with as well. And they're right across the street from Cafe Orlando. So that's Dazzled Boutique. And speaking about decorating your home, we have Edgewater in Maine, who is one of our merchants as well. They offer a discount off of purchases for, they offer stuff for your home. They have some really nice pillows. Oh my gosh, they donated some beautiful pillows for the charity fundraiser kickoff, and I really appreciate them doing that. Edgewater in Maine also does interior design services, and they offer 10% off purchases, excluding the interior design services and sale items. They are located at 801 Main Street in Suite 1. So I do want to encourage everybody to go to the website. That is shdba.com. We've got a list of the participating merchants in alphabetical order, and we also broke them out into categories. So it's definitely a website that you can peruse, and I'm sure you can find something that will interest you. One of our newest merchants is LiveFit Academy. They are offering 3 free circuit training sessions, and they're a mobile fitness academy. They offer classes in Philippi Park, Safety Harbor, and they offer group classes. If you get a group of friends together, you can schedule it with them at your location. All you have to do is give them a call. It's 813-312-4507. Give them a call, get a group of friends together, and get a fitness class going together. We appreciate them joining the Alliance, and we appreciate that they're offering 3 free circuit training sessions for loyalty card members. That value right there that'll pay you right back for your loyalty card membership, and you get to vote for charities, because 100% of the proceeds are going to charity. I do want to give a shout out to Bailey's Naturals. They are also one of our merchants. They have a phenomenal shop, and Julie is just amazing. She gives personalized service. I was in there the other day, and it was just so inspiring. And that's something that you really get when you shop at a small business. The owners really care about their customers, and they go the extra mile. And Julie at Bailey's Naturals, she's actually offering a free travel size thing of Mom's Healing Salve. She's pretty much sure that it's really a great product, and once you try it, you're just not going to go anywhere else for something. You're not going to want to go to any big box store. Once again, Julie's great at Bailey's Naturals Herbal Apothecary. That's hard to say. And she does give you personalized service. She has links throughout the community in the alternative medicine. I'm probably not supposed to call it that. But it's the medicine where you want to go back to the basics with the herbs and supplements. And she's got a phenomenal knowledge about all of that, and she could connect you to local homeopaths for any of your needs. So I do want to give a shout out once again to Julie at Bailey's Naturals, because she is a sweet person and just really cares a lot about getting people into healthier lifestyle. So I'm waiting on some callers, and it doesn't look like they're going to be calling in today. And that happens once again, especially with the smaller community charities. It's usually the one person is doing five jobs, and we were trying to touch base. But I do appreciate them giving us the opportunity to let the community know more about them. Once again, they are competing for the loyalty card membership dues. And you will be able to vote for your favorite charity in the competition. Basically, once again, how it works, you purchase the loyalty card on the website. That's shdba.com. It's up in the top right-hand corner. It's the PayPal button. If you've been contacted by a charity, they most likely have given you a charity code. What that means is for every voter that enters their charity code at the time of voting, that's the loyalty card members are the only ones that get to vote, that charity will be guaranteed to receive $10 per card. So we truly are trying to do our best to raise the maximum amount of funds for some very worthy charities in our community. Once you purchase the loyalty card, we will send you an email ballot. So you'll want to be looking in your email after you purchase the card for an email from SurveyMonkey. And not only will you get to put your promotional code in for your favorite charity, you'll get to vote for one charity in each category. So you're voting for three charities, and you get to pick your favorite merchant. And basically how the Merchant's Choice Challenge is working, our merchants are competing with each other to have the opportunity to donate some of the proceeds from the loyalty membership card to their charity of choice that been approved by the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance. So we are very excited about the merchants getting involved and getting excited about this fundraising opportunity. We have some upcoming events on July 11th. The Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance will be at the Summer Fun Fest. That will be at Buccaneer Field in Clearwater, Florida. And we're looking forward to getting together with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, the Clearwater Police Department, the Clearwater Parks and Recreation Department, Pinellas County Ministerial Alliance, and Leonard Johnson, number 29 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is local to the area, and he and his family are just phenomenal when it comes to raising awareness of their community needs and fundraising for our neighbors in need. And we really appreciate that Leonard Johnson and his family, you know, make a point to giving back to their community. The Summer Fun Fest is a free family festival. It's going to have a giant water slide, bounce houses, games, food, entertainment, raffles, face painters, all kinds of informational vendors, job training, recruitment opportunities, and a lot more. We are going to actually have, we donated a loyalty card to the Summer Fun Fest so you can come out and join their raffle and hopefully win a loyalty card. And we're going to be just out there letting the attendees know about our phenomenal charities and our small business owners that have been generous enough to offer a discount for this event. On July 17th is going to be Third Friday in downtown Safety Harbor, and Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance, we will be tabling in front of Cafe Orlando. Once again, thank you to Steve Orlando for offering right in front of Cafe Orlando. You can't beat it, because you get to enjoy their famous sangria. They've got some phenomenal food. They also have Botan Sushi. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to warn you right now. Once you try Botan Sushi, you can't go anywhere else, because I've been eating sushi for a while. Okay, we won't go out. It's been a long time. And it is just the most fresh, They make their soy sauce from scratch. The sushi is always made fresh, and you can just tell the quality. And, you know, it's priced reasonably. They're also one of our members in the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance. And they will offer you a free bowl of soup with the purchase of sushi. And once again, all of it's homemade and delicious. So that's July 17th. We'll be at the Safety Harbor Third Friday Street Festival. So drop by Cafe Orlando and say hi to me. And Fired, we have a bunch of information about all our charities, so you can come out and look up and see who you want to vote for when you get your loyalty card. On July 26th, we're going to be at 2035 Apartments. That's on Philippi Parkway in Safety Harbor. They have done a huge remodel of the apartment complex, and they have been generous enough to host us for a rally. So the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance, we're going to have a charity fundraising rally at 2035 Apartments. Once again, we want to give a shout-out to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. They're going to be out there to inspire the attendees and have some information on safety issues. And I don't want to say his name, but I know a great deputy that's going to try to get us a lot of really fun things. This is going to be a family festival. We are reaching out to several of our merchants. A couple of our merchants also do some really fun things that, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Tampa Bay Bubble Ball, but we're hoping that they will be able to attend the July 26th event at 2035 Apartments. We understand that weekends are very busy for their business, and we do appreciate them taking time away from actually making money to come out and help raise funds for charity. Tampa Bay Bubble Ball Soccer, we want to also give a shout out to Tampa Bay SUP, that's stand-up paddleboarding and kayaking. Kim Ward is the owner. She also owns Tampa Bay Bubble Ball Soccer. And once again, if you've got to check their Facebook page or their YouTube account, because if you haven't watched bubble ball soccer being played, it's just fun. I was driving through Safety Harbor the other day, and I came across one of the games. It was a birthday party. That's a fantastic birthday idea. So I wanted to drop by and just get some pictures and some video of the ball game going on. And the kids were just, they were having a blast. But in all honesty, I think the parents were having a lot more fun, because all I could hear was laughing. And it's just a great, healthy way to have a party for your kids. It doesn't have to be a birthday party. It can be any kind of a party. Tampa Bay Bubble Ball Soccer, they also have open play in Safety Harbor. They offer $5 off. Good for one player. So if you go to the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance website, they are listed under our services and more category, and they're also listed in the participating merchants category. Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to cut the show short. I do want to please encourage everyone to follow Citizen Voice Project so that on Blog Talk Radio, so that you'll be able to hear all of our upcoming shows in the Charity Spotlight series. Once again, we are also on Facebook. It's Citizen Voice Project on Facebook. And I'm just going to give a shout out to some of our upcoming shows, because I'm really excited about them. We just have some really great charities that are really appreciative of everything and volunteering or just offering what you can, and it's exciting to have them involved in the challenge. Tomorrow, July 8th at 1 o'clock, our Charity Spotlight Series will be with Florida Autism Center of Excellence. So we're going to have them on to talk about how their school helps the children and the families who are in the autism spectrum. And on July 9th, we are going to have Pace Center for Girls in the Charity Spotlight Series at 1 o'clock. So we have some great shows coming up. the Citizen Voice Project. You can find us on Twitter. It's at Citizen Voice Pro. And follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and don't forget to take the challenge, because everybody truly wins. And what everybody truly wins, people are like, Karina, what does that mean? How can everybody win? Well, how it's going to work in the Charity Fundraising Challenge is we have a first, second, and third place in each of the categories. We have five charities in each category. And for each category, we have a first, second, and third place. But fourth and fifth place will still get a donation from participating in the campaign. So, because they do a lot of good in our community, and we truly wanted it to be inspirational for everyone involved. The merchants that are involved in the Merchants' Choice Challenge, there's going to be a first, second, and third place in that. And so they will get to choose one of the charities that has been approved by the City Harbor Downtown Business Alliance. Basically, when we're going to approve charities, we want to make sure that their donations are maximized towards their mission. That's very important when you're picking a charity to support. And it's truly the goal of the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance to donate 100% of the proceeds of the sales with the loyalty cards to charitable organizations who have consistently demonstrated an extreme commitment to their mission and who dedicate the maximum amount of their donated funds to those in need. We totally understand that there is overhead. There's overhead in this campaign. So that's why we say that 100% of the proceeds will be donated. There are some expenses that need to be covered, but that's what will make it more successful. So when you are going to the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance website, please know that we are working very hard through grassroots efforts to minimize our overhead so that we can maximize our donations to the charities. Just a shout out to the website. Since we launched the campaign, we've had over 6,360 visitors to the website, and our Facebook posts have reached over 44,000 of our neighbors. So everyone's getting excited and about getting on board. We're just wanting to encourage people to do take the challenge and understand what everyone wins means. Basically, everyone wins. You save hundreds of dollars for the year as a loyalty card member with the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Incorporated. You get to vote for your favorite charity in each category to receive donations, and your favorite merchant to receive the opportunity to donate another bonus to their charity of choice in the challenge. Once again, 100% of the proceeds of the membership are donated to approved charities. The charities will receive donations based on the votes they receive in the challenge, and they are able to receive $10 for every voter that enters their promotional code at the time of voting. Charities are also being offered opportunities to promote their mission to a broader audience through our Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Incorporated website, social media, and the community events that we are hosting. The small businesses in our community, we really need to give them a shout out, because they are what is making the loyalty card valuable. And their discounts that they're offering to the loyalty card members are being promoted to a broader philanthropic audience, like my listeners, through the charity outreach. So the small business owners are actually getting some recognition in our community, which is important because they are our neighbors, and we need to support small business owners in Safety Harbor. The Merchants' Choice winners are going to be able to donate a bonus cash donation to an approved charity based on their placement in the challenge. Once again, that's first, second, and third place. So you want to pick your favorite merchant and give them the opportunity to donate another bonus to the charity. Now, the most important thing about this charity fundraising challenge and where everyone wins comes in. The funds that are being raised through the loyalty card program and the challenge will go towards worthy charities who are in our communities every day of the year helping our neighbors in need throughout the community and throughout the country. And raising raising funds for these charities, and a lot of these charities don't have corporate sponsors. They don't get to put television ads on TV, which is good because that's a lot of money that's spent to try to raise more money. But so we have really targeted some charities that might not necessarily be in the spotlight so much, but they really do a lot for our neighbors in need in the community. So that's truly what Everyone Wins means in the Charity Fundraising Challenge. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, and I hope that you will tune in tomorrow to hear more about the Florida Autism Center of Excellence. And have a great day. And don't forget, take the challenge with the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Charity Fundraising Challenge.